didn't have the running game for Rob was doomed. Nobody's passing against the G-Men defense these days. They're on fire. They're winning.
I can't tell you how sick I am.
Manning's not turning the ball over. He's doing everything right. He's managing the game. And defensively, if you can get past that front four, then good luck getting past Bishop. He's going to stack you like
I can't tell you how sick I am.
Missing a beat. Nobody's got an offense like them. They just keep on going. That defense and defensive line, and those linebackers are doing great. Now going from greatness to total opposite. What's with this team? We're going to have to drag out another 2 years of misery until they finally decide they want to get LeBron James. It's ridiculous what they're doing with this team. Let's go see a Knicks game. They're horrible. Team is a joke. I mean, we live in New York. This is the kind of basketball.
It's $5.
I was just in there for like 5 minutes.
I know. It's $5 anything up to 2 hours.
Got a guy in a bench, Marbury, that paid him $22 million.
Yeah, have fun in your box.
Steven, baseline, fanning his feet.
Go to line 3, Philadelphia. Phil, what's happening down there, brother?
Are you freaking kidding me? You can't stop the run. Your secondary's a bunch of rookies, and you're 23rd in the league in red zone offense. You may be 9-2, but you're a weak, vulnerable 9-2. All right, take away that fluke win in Dallas and the Buffalo Blizzard game, and you're 7-4. Exact same record as us, my friend. All right?
Man, I cannot wait until finally, your weaknesses are going to be exposed for all the world to see. Right? It's judgment day for the Giants, baby, courtesy of Gang Green. You're going down. Yo, I'm out, sports dog.
Philadelphia Phil, always a pleasure. The Rangers. In the playoffs last year, last night, Crosby's doing his thing. Malkin is like he's skating around. No one can stop him. They don't play defense, the Rangers. Their penalty killing is dead. They got no power play. And Lundqvist only plays well in the...
Paul.
Yo, hey.
You're up third.
Okay, thanks, Claire.
Go Giants, go Eli.
Jeff and Clifton and Jay, baby. Let's go to my boy Paul in Staten Island. He always brings the leverage. What's on your mind, brother?
Hey, sports dog, how you doing? I'm just calling to say, I can't wait for this Sunday when we finally shut these Philly clowns up once and for all. I can't tell you how sick I am of Philadelphia Phil and all these cheesesteak bozos going on about Brian Westbrook this and how we can't stop their passing game. Are you joking? You put the tiniest bit of pressure on McNabb. That guy crumbles like a cookie.
Now, you guys may have put some points up against the Skins last week, and that's fine. But the G-Men are a whole different story, my friend. You think you're going to
throw for 388 yards with Quantrell Bishop in your face all day long? It's not easy hitting a receiver. It's not easy hitting a receiver laid out on your back. So listen up, Philadelphia Phil, and all the rest of you brotherly love jabronis who've been talking smack all week on this show. Get out your forks, because you're going to be eating your words big time!
I love his passion. Thanks, Buck. Yeah,
thanks, sports dog. You're the man. Do you mind?
Yes, I do. I'm trying to sleep.
Hey, I'm off, okay?
You try sleeping with that racket.
I'm off.
All night with the calls.
Go to bed, Mom.
What kind of thing is that for a grown man?
I'm quiet.
That's quiet by you? Yakking away like some...
I'm quiet!
Dude, you were on fire.
I feel like it needed to be said.
Part about how they should get out their force, because they're going to be...
eating their words? It's fucking beautiful.
Yeah, I guess I just have a gift.
Wish I could do that.
Do it.
I'd be too nervous.
That's easy.
For
you.
So tell me you want to go tomorrow.
I'll pick you up around 10.
Cool.
All right, get some sleep. Big day.
And gone to the airport. They had no chance in the second half against Bishop and that defense.
Hello?
You calling?
In a minute.
You know what you're going to say?
Oh, I'll probably just, just wing it as usual.
Dude, I can't wait to hear you put that douchebag in his place.
Oh, I will. With a vengeance.
The Giants' defense right now is sickening. Look at what Quantrell Bishop's doing lately. He's a monster. He's harassing every team he's facing. They don't know what to do with him. They can't even deal with him. Total domination by the Giants.
I know my boy Paul at Staten Island was loving life watching that game yesterday. What do you got, bro?
Hey, Sports Dog, how you doing? I just got one thing to say to Eagle Nation, and especially a certain Philadelphia Phil, and that is, ha! Ha, ha, ha! Just like I promised, we manhandled you on Sunday. For 60 solid minutes, we dominated the line of scrimmage on both sides of the ball. Quantrell Bishop was in your face all day long. What happened to shutting him down? Two sacks, seven tackles, two forced fumbles, and a fumble recovery? If that's shutting him down, I'd hate to see not shutting him down.
Quantrell was in your backfield
so much, I almost mistake them for an eagle.
I love that dude in Staten Island, bringing it hard every night.
We have to stay for the whole thing.
Well, stop it.
Welcome! Come on in, come in, come in.
Hi,
hey,
Ma. Ma.
Thank you. Thank you so much for coming. Thank you.
What's up? Let's get this party started.
Sick cake. He's going to love it.
You kidding me? He's going to fucking freak.
I'm so proud of him. Okay, let's go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday.
Right now, we're America's fastest growing warehouse club. By 2012, there's going to be 350 locations all across the country.
Wow.
Costco right now is crapping in their pants. So, Paul, you know the offer still stands.
I have a job.
Yeah, I know, but I think it could really go far in about 5 years.
I have a job.
Don't you want something better?
You know, what if I offer you a job? I mean, maybe I feel bad for you, stuck inside of a depressing dentist's office.
How is a dentist's office depressing?
Gather around, folks! Showtime.
Oh. So exciting. I got goosebumps. Is it working?
I'm Jeff Alfiero, attorney at law. Have you been injured in an auto accident or are there such situations?
So
if so, you may be entitled to a large cash compensation. At Bowman, Alfiero & Pauls, we've been personal injury specialists for over 4.5 years. Whether you've been the victim of a slip and fall, a dog bite, or even wrongful death, we've got the experience you need to get the cash you deserve.
Thanks, Bowman, Alfiero & Pauls.
You're welcome.
Yeah! My son, Teddy Storm!
Great, bro.
Fantastic. He's another Martin Scorsese.
Very, very professional.
How much did that cost you?
Couple of nickels.
I like when you point, because you really meant it.
Awesome.
That was amazing, bro.
Amazing.
Thank you.
Could we see it again?
What do you have against Price Club?
I'd rather not discuss my career.
You have a career? It's news to me. You could actually go somewhere at Price Club.
Yeah, like Dennis, please.
He's doing extremely well for himself.
Okay.
Who knows, he could probably meet somebody.
What does that mean?
Your brother and sister both found people at work.
Yeah, Gina was Jeff's secretary. He cheated on his wife with her.
She's a lot better for him than that lousy Roberta.
He's a cheat. He fucked her while he was still married.
Don't say that word in my car.
Which one? Fucked or cheat?
You know.
It's what he did. He fucked her. for years while he was married.
Stop it. I don't want that language in my car.
Oh, so it's worse for me to say it than for him to do it.
Cut it out, Paul.
No, I want to know. Is it worse for me to say the sentence, Jeff fucked his secretary, than it is for Jeff to fuck his secretary?
You should only meet somebody as good as Gina.
Oh, boy, that'd be tough to top.
Yeah, for you?
Yeah, give me about an hour.
You have to actually date someone to top it.
I date?
Oh, sure. You're dating lots of girls.
You don't think I date?
I know exactly who you date. Your hand.
What did you just say?
You think I don't see those tissue balls in your garbage pail?
What the hell?
Either that, or you're just sneezing a lot. Maybe you just had a very bad cold for the last 15
I'm
years.
I'm not hearing
the
this.
The kind of cold where you sneeze out of your you-know-where.
Oh, Jesus, I'm not hearing
probably
that.
Probably don't think I don't see those doo-doo stains in your underpants, neither.
God, leave it alone.
You don't like it? Do your own laundry and keep your hands off your private.
La, 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 la.
Man, how can you eat that shit?
It's the best. You ever try?
Yeah, I think when it comes to pizza toppings, I'll trust the Italians over the Hawaiians.
Try it.
No, thanks.
Joe, you might like it.
I don't need to drink piss to know it tastes like piss.
You're going to give Philadelphia Phil some more shit tonight?
You know what I was thinking? I let him make the next move.
That's a good strategy. Holy shit.
What?
See the Wu-Tang.
Stapleton. I really gotta go to the bathroom.
Hey.
So come on, guys. Can't park here.
Okay. Fucking parking in Manhattan.
Let's just put it in the garage. Fuck it.
Where?
Slow. On the right.
Wait.
Yeah.
Shut the fuck up! We're turning!
Now!
Jesus Christ!
Is that what that says?
Of course, I'm in the hospital.
Like this way?
It is. It is.
Do you like this place?
I do. It's great.
Yeah. Do you want to dance?
That's very nice, but I'm going to pass. Thank you. Very nice. Thank you.
And about you, baby? My name is Cristiano.
Oh.
Would you like some dance?
What's that?
You want to dance?
Oh, dance.
Can I dance for you?
Yes, you may. Later on, but right now I have to, I'm on the job.
Okay, we can make it later, no problem.
God, I wish I brought a Sharpie.
What's he gonna sign?
My balls, who cares?
Where's he going?
Probably take a leak.
Maybe that would be a good time to go up to him, you know, without his old group around.
It would be casual. Just two guys, like, pissing, chatting.
Man, this hole looked good tonight. Man, did you see that one with the big Brazilian bubble butt, man?
She got a fat ass.
Man, she looks gorgeous, man.
Get it?
Taking her home tonight. Her and her friends.
Fuck.
Now what?
Send a drink over, say it's from the two gentlemen in the corner, and he waves us over to thank us, and we hang out with him.
Fucking genius.
Right. How much money do you have left?
$6.
All right, keep it here. Ma'am?
Oh, look.
can't see. Did he take it?
We should go there.
Shouldn't they wave us over?
There's no rule. There's no rules. Let's go. Let's go.
Hey, Carpenter, turn it down.
What are you guys saying?
That's what I'm talking about. Which
We really wanted to just meet you, Mr. Bishop.
Hi. How y'all doing, man?
Doing good, man.
Y'all all right, man?
Yeah.
We're big fans.
Hey, I told you I had fans, man. I told you I had QB, man.
We came all the way from Staten Island.
We'll stop at Stapleton.
Stapleton?
Are you following us?
You following us or something?
No, we just wanted to say hi, and then I guess I kind of chickened out, so I, would, you know.
Hematoma, the bleeding from the vein between the brain and the skull. Fortunately, we were able to successfully drain it.
So I'm going to be okay?
You sustained some pretty heavy trauma, but long run you should be. We do need to keep you another few days for observation.
Another few days? How long have I been here?
3 days.
3 days. So the day is Sunday?
Monday.
How did we do? What was the score?
41-28.
We gave up 41 to the Chiefs? Did Quantrell suspended?
Yeah.
For how long?
game-by-game basis. I'd say it depends on the investigation.
Paul, there's someone here to see you.
Hey, Stan. Hey, Paul, how you doing? I'm from Midtown South. I just got a few questions for you about what happened the other night. Pretty simple. You tell us everything that happened, and then we nail the son of a bitch.
Put him in jail?
That's the idea.
How much time could he get?
Aggravated assault, maybe 3 to 5.
Aggravated assault, that's what it would be?
You know, it really depends on what he did, so why don't you just tell me what he did and we'll take it from there.
All right,
look, let's keep it simple. Why don't you start at the beginning? Tell me where you first saw Quantrell.
Quantrell, I first, I just don't know how reliable.
I'll tell you what. You've been through a lot. So you get some rest. We'll try this again in a couple days.
That'd be good.
Great.
That'd be good.
I'm sure we'll start to come back to you.
No, I hope so, yeah. Hope so.
All right. Take it easy, buddy.
You too.
We're even a medium file or high file. Nuts and bolts. Hold on. Chip it in the trash. Put it back together and it's ready to go. But I save the best to last. If you have wood floors or tile floors, you have to change the settings. You have sweet. This is wet vegetables on wood floors. This could be tile. This could be your bathroom. Look at this. It sneaks behind. Smell style. Picks up the carrots. The peas. The corn. It gets it all. And one easy step.
You know, in LA, no. The geography is crazy. I mean, this is just within 100 miles. We didn't hear about LA. Correct me if I'm wrong. It seems like, first of all, every girl that was.
There he is.
Hey.
There goes my brother. There he is.
Oh, hello.
What a palace. Look at this. My brother's living in a palace.
Not too bad. Not too bad.
Nice TV set. All right. Look at you.
I'm my thought.
You should get the shit kicked out of you more often.
Jeffrey.
Speaking of which, I've been thinking.
Oh, that's never good.
What this animal did to you, he's got to pay.
Yeah, I'm sure he will.
Well, let's make sure of it.
Well, the cops are investigating.
So?
But so, he's gonna go to jail.
Jail's bullshit. We gotta hit him where it hurts, in his wallet.
I don't wanna be one of those assholes that sues Burger King for $50 billion because their Whopper's too hot.
We are not talking about Whoppers here, Paul. We are talking about a rich, spoiled, millionaire athlete who viciously beat an innocent man within an inch of his life. Do you not think we, as a society, have an obligation
What's
to hold
the
celebrities
where,
to the sick?
Instead of saying won't, you say will not, or instead of saying can't, you say cannot.
Contractions?
You stop using them whenever you want to sound smart or lawyerly.
Don't be a fucking wise ass, Paul. This is serious.
Listen to him.
You don't care about justice. You just want money.
Money is justice.
We're talking aggravated assault and battery. $3-4 million, easy.
Wow. So now you're a lawyer. That's one of the things they teach in secretary school.
Fuck you.
You don't give a shit about you.
But I don't want to sue.
What the fuck's wrong with you?
That's enough.
dickheaded motherfucker you are. What is
this
wrong with you?
This motherfucker does not give a fuck about you. He is in his mansion.
Never listen.
Playing his
you
Xbox.
Never listen.
Whoever says anything
you.
Worth listening
look at where
to.
You are. How do you think it's out of you? Want? It's what, it's
you
want
to live like this for the rest of your life? Is
yes,
that it?
I do. I want to live exactly like this.
I had enough of this.
Good.
How do you get a concussion when you got no fucking brains?
Hey, dog, how you doing? Listen, I'm just calling in response to that P-Brain Philadelphia Phil. I'm listening here. It's unbelievable. I mean, you ever hear of innocent until proved guilty? It's a little thing called the American Constitution. Maybe you should look it up. Now, we don't know what happened at that club. We weren't there. I mean, maybe he... Unless they charge you with something, they gotta let him play. They gotta let him play. Not that we need him... Because we got the horses and everything's cool. This is, you know what this is? This is people blowing something way out of proportion, all right? And not realizing that this thing is not a thing.
Yeah.
They've got 8 guys stacked at the line. What?
Hey, Paul. Feeling better?
Yeah, I'm fine, you know.
This is a good time to talk?
It's not ideal. I got work.
Time you get off.
I don't... really know how much I can help on this, you know?
Any help is help, Paul.
Yeah, you know, I think maybe... You know, I think I got amnesia.
Amnesia. Yeah. Sounds like you have amnesia.
Is there anyone else you could talk to about this, or...
You'd think so. Club that crowded, but unfortunately, you know, everyone was either off in the bathroom or the VIP lounge or having a smoke when it all went down. Well, let's hope that amnesia clears up. When it does, I want you to give me a call. You wouldn't want a crime like this to go unpunished.
No.
I can feel you, Chuck. You can't tell me this isn't bothering the Giants. You can't tell me that this isn't driving Coughlin nuts. I mean, it's become a problem that they've had to deal with day in, day out, week to week. I don't even know how they maintain their focus with this nightmare going on. The drama keeps playing out. The story's had legs forever. It won't go away. They haven't made their minds up. The DA doesn't know whether he's coming or going. I mean, the DA's office got to make their mind up. They can't let this thing keep dragging out. Wait a minute. We got breaking news on this very subject. Let's go to Ed Rosen right now.
Well, Dog, word has come down that Quantrell Bishop will not be eligible to play in this Sunday's key showdown in Dallas. According to a Giants spokesman, the five-time Pro Bowler will remain on the ineligible list until further notice. Once again, Quantrell Bishop inactive this Sunday. That's it from the Meadowlands. Ed Rosen on the Giants beat, 760 The Zone.
Cowboys come in with the number three ranked offense.
We're really good. We're in good shape. Slide Pierce over, give Michael some support, bada bang, we're good. No problem. What the fuck? Man. Fuck. You don't go for two when you're down four. You miss. You need a touchdown to win. The first and goal, you cannot take a sack there. Throw that shit away.
It never should have come to that.
We're fine. We only need to win one of the next two. Or they lose one. They got a Green Bay at Lambeau. We're good. We're fine. You okay?
Philadelphia Eagles are gaining on the New York Football Giants, and it looked at one point as if we had no
choice.
But now, Chip, I think we have a certifiable dog fight in our hands.
You really need to lay off this shit. This is alien piss. I'm going to make a suggestion, you know. Drink this stuff. It's much better for you. Root beer. This is root beer. Root beer. It's like Earth's first beverage.
I don't like root beer.
Anything in a green bottle is going to kill you. Brown. It's more natural. It's got mineral.
I don't like root beer!
Giants 27. This is Tom Rogers alongside my broadcast partner, Chip Daniels. So long from Texas Stadium, everybody.
One back with two to go. We beat St. Louis next week. You lose to Carolina, and it all
all comes to Monday night, to Monday night madness, to Monday night football, the last game of the season, Giants versus the Eagles at the link, where we're going to frickin' destroy you.
Fucking asshole.
How you doing, Paul?
Hey!
Oh, it's cold out, huh?
Coffee?
Please. Thank you. Well, gotta be honest. Did not expect to hear from you. So, what do you got for me?
Well, you know, I've been, thinking a lot about what happened and, you know, trying to remember.
Bring it.
Just, I don't think that I'll be able. To remember stuff. I've been trying, you know, really hard, thinking about what happened, and I just can't.
Can't remember or won't remember.
I've been trying, like I said, to remember. I can't.
Can't or won't. Paul.
I'm sorry.
Could have told me this over the fucking phone.
Bro, you okay?
So how you feeling, bro?
I'm pretty good. Pretty good.
What'd the doctor say?
They don't know what happened.
They did another CAT scan?
Yeah, it didn't show anything.
Oh, really? It didn't pick up the fist prints?
They're not related.
Yeah, sure.
You don't know that.
Are you sniffing glue again?
Okay, is this like some kind of no snitching thing, like the brothers?
Oh yeah, I heard the charges were dropped. I'm sorry. You must be really upset about that.
Come on, Jeff.
What? I'm sympathizing.
Well, stop.
He needs to hear this.
He needs his rest. He needs to get there.
Now look at you.
He's right.
Look at Jadrul.
Please be quiet.
Fucking Jadrul.
Oh my God.
You're not gonna get through to him.
Well,
Nobody can.
Sports dog, name and location.
Yeah, hey, Lair, it's Paul from Staten Island.
Hey, Paul, I got five in front of you.
Okay.
Hang tight.
Okay.
Shouldn't be too bad.
Okay, great.
Every time the Knicks manage...
Hey, kitty cat. Get off the porch. You're in the zone with the sports dog.
New York. Hey, Paul from Staten Island.
Hey.
What we got tonight?
Hey, what's up, dog? I gotta tell you, I am feeling good tonight. Because in a little less than 48 hours, we are going to brutally shatter any flicker of hope the Cheesesteaks had going. We've been messing with them the last few weeks, letting them get back in it a little, making them think they had a chance of catching us, just so we can see the look on their faces when they come up short. Quantrell's back, baby, and he is good. Quantrell is back, baby, and he is ready to make up for some lost time against the Panthers. You better hope the scoreboard is broken down there in St. Louis, because the Eagles are going to be so crushed when they look up at it and see the Giants-Panthers score, they're not even going to be able to play. It's not even going to come down to the head-to-head in Week 17. We're going to wrap up the East in a nice little bow this coming... Sorry. This coming weekend, after which we will follow our
predestiny to the Super Bowl as we ride the victory bus to the championship. And why are we riding in the victory bus
to a championship we haven't played? Because, as I said earlier, it is predestiny that we will take the Super Bowl this year, while at the same time waving goodbye to the Eagles.
Thanks, Paul. Now that's a G-Men fan.
Oh,
thanks,
thank you.
Buddy.
All right. Okay. Thanks, sports dog. Thank you.
Big stop.
All day back there.
That's all right. The Panthers always self-destruct. Right out of the air, into his hands, and another first down. That's the sixth
ball he's spoken. They were not even in the second half. Steve Smith, one of the players, Coach Crawford, said the Giants had to stop. Giants with no end.
Jim Traynor saying so long from Giants Stadium. Final score, Panthers 28, Giants 7.
You can't blame the defense for this one. Panthers got some weapons.
Quantrell played like shit.
He was double teamed.
He was rusty.
So funny.
You must have the world's biggest collection of Chinese packets.
It's a sin to throw out food.
My mother, the soy sauce squirrel.
It's a real riot. not being wasteful.
You know what's a riot? Is you spending 20 years collecting all these sauce packets that you're never going to use. That's a riot.
You're a sick boy, you know that, Paul? You need help.
Mm. And you need 6,000 egg rolls to put all that stuff on. Hello?
Good evening. Is Paul home?
May I say who's calling?
This is Murray Pape. I'm calling from the Daily News.
He's not here right now. May I take a message?
Yeah, I'd just like to ask him a few quick questions about the lawsuit. If you could, I'd really appreciate it.
Lawsuit? An unexpected turn of events. The lawyer for alleged...
Taking a fucking dump here!
The lawyer for alleged Quantrell Bishop beating victim Paul Alfiero yesterday filed a $77 million...
after I wipe my ass?
...against the star linebacker in federal court on behalf of his client? Jeff, what the
I'm
fuck?
I'm acting in your best interest. You're not seeing things clearly here.
You have no right.
I have a right if you're my brother, and you're not mentally competent to make decisions for yourself.
I'm mentally competent.
You're a 36-year-old man who lives home with his mother, who depends on her for food, her laundry, and countless basic fucking life necessities, all right? On paper, you're basically a fucking vegetable.
Oh, fuck you.
It's true.
You can't do this.
I just did.
Where the fuck did you get $77 million from?
I calculated it.
Get out of your ass.
I know you're a fan of this guy, but you gotta stop looking at him as some kind of fucking hero and start looking at him some big black moulinon jack-off asshole that gave you brain damage.
Hey, my brain's fine.
Yeah.
It was an accident. The whole thing was a misunderstanding. A
misunderstanding?
He was drunk.
That's no excuse.
I was bothering him, okay? He was out trying to have a good time with his friends.
Do you actually hear yourself?
Lots of people get beat up every day. I don't see you out there suing for them.
Well, none of them are my brother, okay? And for what it's worth, the whole family supports it, okay? Gina, Mom, Dennis, Christine, everybody.
For what it's worth, I'm not going to let you do it.
Go ahead, stop me.
I will.
Go for it. Can I finish my shit now?
Can I borrow your internet?
Maybe stopping a lawsuit?
Usually have everything on there.
Maybe the lawyers don't want that information public.
Yeah, that makes sense.
With the Yankees up 3-0 in the ALCS, losing to the Red Sox. If they blow this game in Philly, they're never going to live it down in New York. Let's go to line 3. What's up?
Hey, sports dog. How you doing? It's Philadelphia Phil calling here. Look, I'm calling in tonight with a shocking revelation. All right, it's about the Quantrell Bishop situation. As you might know from the news, the name of the jerk-off that they beat up is Paul Alfiero. All right? And what you might not know is I have a good authority that Paul Alfiero is none other than Paul from frickin' Staten Island.
You don't know that, Phil. We don't give out full names on the air here.
Yeah, but you do on the Sports Talk website, all right? And I was on it last night, my friend, and on the Caller of the Month page, I saw the name from November 2006, Paul Alfiero from Ellingtonville, Staten Island. All right? You understand what I'm saying? Are you putting two and two together, my friend? All right, I clicked on his profile. Favorite team, the Giants. favorite athlete, Quantrell Bishop. Favorite roast eagle. It's him, all right? Paul.
You listening?
Beat up by his favorite player, and now he's suing him for $77 million freaking dollars? Are you kidding me?
Fucking piece of shit scumbag.
But I feel bad for you, buddy. I do. You got dumped. All alone, no team. That's why I want to personally invite you to switch over. I am giving you an invitation to switch over. Leave the dark side and join the Eagle Nation. You can start this Monday night at Sharky's on Pasadena, South Philly, where me and the rest of my Eagle brothers will be watching us crush the midgets and take the Eastern crown. You understand? Come.
Hey, Paul, how you doing? Adam Fierstein, Newsday. Can I ask you a few questions?
Not now.
Paul, how does it feel to get beat up by your hero?
Is it true that you're a lifelong...
Leave me alone!
Paul! Paul!
$5.
So you're still going to be rooting for him Monday night?
This is Murray Pape.
Hi, Mr.
Not available right now, but if you leave a message, I'll get back to you.
To page distress, press 5 now. At the tone, please record your message.
Hello, Mr. Pape. This is Paul Alfiero. I'm calling to let you know that I'm planning to hold a press conference to set the record straight on my situation regarding Quantrell Bishop. The press conference will occur tomorrow night at around 11:30 p.m. or approximately a few minutes after on the Sports Dog program on The Zone. Please pass word along to your co-workers or any other people in the media you feel this might be of interest to. Thank you very much. Sincerely, Paul Alfiero.
Sports Dog, name and location.
Hey, yeah, it's Paul from Staten Island.
Paul? Hey, what's going on?
Listen, could you get me on really quick?
Hey, yeah, hang on a second.
Okay.
You're from Staten Island, first time in a long time, right? What's up, dog? Listen, they couldn't win a game if their life depended on it. What kind of management did they have then? I'd rather watch the high school teams in my area than go and watch the...
Paul, you're up next.
Yeah, okay, thanks.
This is a comedy. We live in...
I'd agree with that. Good job, Chuck. I can dig it.
Are you kidding me? Oh, this is going to be a huge call. Line one, a world exclusive, Paul from Staten Island.
Hey, Sports Dog, how you doing?
Hey, what's up, Paul, man? A lot of people have been talking about you,
I know,
brother.
And I just wanted to say a lot of people have been talking about me these days, and most of it is wrong. So it's time I cleared the record straight, first off, regarding the alleged incident between me and Quantrell Bishop on November 30th. This was not an attack. It was an unfortunate misunderstanding between the two of us. He did nothing wrong, and I have no plans to sue. The lawsuit was accidentally filed by a person in my family who misunderstood the situation. Get off the phone, please.
I have to be up at 7:30.
Hang up?
Who is that?
I have a doctor's appointment at 9.
Okay.
It's surgery, Paul.
Is that his mother?
Removing my corn. I don't
fucking hang up the fucking phone!
Whoa, 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 whoa. No F-bombs, dude. You know that. I gotta let you go.
Hello? Why are you doing this to me?
I'm not doing nothing to you. You do it all to yourself.
I'm sick of you treating me like a baby.
You are a baby with your claws and your little playmate Sal. Why don't you grow up and get a life?
I have a life.
No, you don't.
I'm happy with my life.
No, you're not.
Hey, I think I would know.
Happy is family, children.
Oh, says you.
Says everybody. There's basic stuff every person needs.
Oh,
your brother has them. Your sister has them.
Hey,
only
hey,
you.
Hey, no, no. I don't want what they've got. I don't want it. I don't want it. I don't want it.
They're going to lose out the string now. So now he's watching the Jets and the 49ers and hoping they could wring out a win. This is a depressed Giants fan today, folks.
Sacks was his best year. It wasn't, you know, 15, 16. This kid Harvey had, Derek Harvey had four sacks through the first eight games.
That's coming up, Judge Alex teaches a lesson in crime.
The guy you don't know said,
where are you going?
At my sports story. Possibly never to be
Paul.
Seen again.
At the time, he seemed like a truck regular.
What about him that makes it legitimate? He had a truck and two guys? Burglars have a truck and two guys.
And later.
Is he going to tell you why they're
doing
it?
KYW1060.com. Philadelphia officials admit they won't even come close to meeting their goal of installing 250 surveillance cameras in high crime areas by the end.
To the governor, governor of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania, Governor Ed Rendell, back with us on the Big Tucker 1210. Governor, we got a cheesesteak here with your name on it.
Yeah. Hi, Tom. Yeah, well,
Houston around this time of night. I'm on my way back to Harrisburg. I'm in the car and...
Changer, you motherfucker.
Phil!
Calvin! Let's go, let's go, let's go. What are they gonna do? Come on! We're throwing up his ass.
Phil!
Let's go! Take away that bullshit fumble call, we'll be a 14.
Yeah, you know what? Not to worry, it's about to get ugly.
Yeah, it's gonna get fucking ugly.
Yeah.
How's it going, Bo? Phil?
Oh, Mark.
How's it going?
Good.
Good. I like the paint. You got your colors, right?
I'm flying my colors, man.
Your fucking colors on.
Flying them, man.
Flying them. Fucking queers. Douche. Douche. Douche bag. Douche, douche. Douche, douche. Now it's just, I just want it to become like an annihilation. Like, I just want it to become an abomination. An annihilation. A murder. A mass fucking murder. You fuck. I want to mass fucking murder these motherfuckers. You know what I mean? An abomination.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Dick Nav takes the snap. Takes the handoff to Westbrook. LJ Smith all along by himself. The end zone.
He's a giant fang.
You know what I mean?
Dumb fuck.
Yes! Yes!
I love it!
Woo!
Hey, listen, this is going to sound kind of weird, but, do I know you? Just that you sound familiar, you know, your voice. You ever go listen to The Pen, 860? Sometimes.
Rob Ryan, or The Eagle's Nest, or Nothing But Netsky, you know those call-in shows?
I call in all the time. I'm pretty much a regular on all those shows.
That's got to be it.
Yeah. I call in there, you know, break balls. It's a good time, you know what I mean? I've been calling up the local shows up in New York now, pissing off the locals, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I fucking can't stand Giants fans.
Like Giants fans.
Yeah, fuck Giants fans. I can't stand those motherfuckers.
Fuck.
You know, that one guy that got his ass beat by Bishop, you heard about that?
Something about, yeah.
He's a big fan. Bishop was his favorite player,
right.
And somehow, I don't know, you pissed him off. He's like, you want to fucking grow up, you want to be like Mike, not get fucking your ass kicked by Mike. Imagine there's a fucking Julius Erving coming kicking my fucking ass. Fucking jerk off. It's crazy. Yeah, they're the fucking losers. What's your name again?
Mark.
All right.
Mark.
All right. Mark the Spark.
Are you gonna call up that station up in New York tonight?
Yeah. I got a big bag of salt that needs wounds for rubbing into.
I bet that loser's writing out a suicide note as we speak.
Come on. Gotta drain the monster. Let's go. Bo, what are you doing? I'm taking a fucking... Hey, what are you doing, man? Don't do that. No, don't.
Quiet. Okay? You didn't have to be mean.
What are you talking about, mean?
Everybody's always so mean.
Bo, I don't know who the fuck you are, okay? What are you doing?
Me now.
No, listen to me. You got the wrong guy here, you understand?
I got right guy.
No, don't do that. Don't do that. Don't do that. Ah!
Eagles suck.
Delta Dawn, what's that flower you have on? Could it be a flame
rose?
And did I hear you say he wasn't meeting you here today to take you to his mansion in the sky? She's 41 and her daddy still calls her baby. All the folks round Brownsville say she's crazy, 'cause she walks downtown with her suitcase in her hand, looking for a mysterious dark-haired man.
Fuck off.
Yesterday, and then something with his kid or something.
From today's post.
This is cake!
That's what I said.
Let's just go Miami.
13-3. Easy.
What are your three losses?
Green Bay, New England, Chargers.
We could easily beat Green Bay.
14-2.
Oh, man.
What?
New England, December 20th. I get out that week.
Oh, shit.
Passies are toast. There's no way we're losing with us in the parking lot.
Not a chance.
15-1.
Totally realistic.
Oh, man. Oh, man. It's gonna be a great year.
I got kicked off of Noah's Ark. I turned my cheek to one kind remark. There was two of everything, but one of me. And when the rains came tumbling down, I held my breath and I stood my ground. And I watched that ship go sailing out to sea. Take it back, take it back. Oh, no, you can't say that. All of my friends are not dead. O-N-G, yeah, nailed to rock, hill, stone. The black wind still moans. Sweet revenge, sweet revenge, without fail. I caught an owl seat on a plane, drove an English teacher half insane, making up jokes about bicycles, folks, and red balloons. So I called up my local DJ, and he didn't have a lot to say, but the radio has learned all of my favorite tunes. Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that. All of my friends are not dead. OMG, yeah. Rock, health, and stone. The black wind still moans. Sweet revenge, sweet revenge, without fear. The white meat is on the run, and the dark meat is far too done. And the milkman left me a note yesterday. Get out of this town by noon. You're coming on way too soon. And besides that, we never liked you anyway. Take it back, take it back. Oh no, you can't say that. All of my friends are not dead. OMG, yeah. Rock, hell, and stone. The black wind still moans. Sweet revenge, sweet revenge, without fail. Sweet revenge will prevail without fail.